This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. We're going to do Junkie Shootout at 8:45, but we'll do it at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Got carried away with the JD RG3 comparisons. Tomorrow, there'll be none.
We'll see.
But let's open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, I thought I was doing the EP later. I'm happy to do it now if you want.
Yeah, we switched everything up.
I know, you guys, I did that when I was getting my cupcakes. entertainment page brought to you by BMW of Fairfax. Heading over there today, right after the show. May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. That's 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more. BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Miriam. Ask for Mike. If you're over there like me and you got to go to the service department, ask for Elena. They'll take care of you. I promise.
Are you eating cupcakes every day? Because I've noticed when I'm cleaning up, cleaning up cupcakes.
You're on a cupcake binge?
Yeah, I'm on a heater. I'm on a cupcake.
I think you are the Cal Ripken of cupcakes.
Are they legit Hostess cupcakes, or are they knockoffs?
This is what shocked me.
They're knockoffs.
They're Choco Fills, and they're delicious.
Are they really good?
They're really
good. Would you be able to tell the OG Hostess side by side?
I actually don't think I can.
Blind taste test?
Every day I'm picking up a plastic cupcake thing.
The tin.
That's the sugar.
Oh, what? He doesn't throw it out?
I've noticed Eric doesn't.
He doesn't throw out. He doesn't really care about the kitchen.
What do you mean? It's not the kitchen.
No, right here.
Right here.
Oh, I thought it was in the kitchen.
All my papers and stuff.
I sometimes pick it up and throw it in recycle.
Oh, do you?
I
mean,
I try not to be a pig. But, by the way, yesterday on the way to the match, I stopped by McDonald's and I had a hankering. The truth is, I wasn't striking the ball that great, so I was a little bit depressed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I got a large.
Hence the team who golf aids.
I got a large chocolate shake.
Ooh, yeah.
And a fillet of fish.
Okay,
a fillet of fish now is about the size of a half dollar.
Right.
So yeah, but you know what?
Shrunk it down.
Smallest.
Yeah, it does the job.
It was fine. Then I pummeled
fries?
The chocolate. No fries. I'm watching my figure cake.
I can tell.
I'm only having 1,000 calorie shakes.
Cupcakes, shakes, filet-o-fish. Jamie likes to call it fish filet to tilt me.
I pummeled the chocolate shake on the drive to Alexandria.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Amazing. And then I felt like I had to barf for about 8 hours. Because I had so much gluten and so much
dairy.
Whatever's in there. Yeah.
Lactose.
So much lactose. And my wife's like, what are you doing? You know, we think you might even be lactose intolerant right now. Like, what are you doing? And I go, I just needed to pick me up.
You're back on the horse with the cupcakes.
You needed a boost after.
Yeah, how big did your belly feel the entire time?
It was enormous. it was an enormous belly. I drank 5 gallons of liquor.
Didn't you have instant regret after housing the milkshake?
As soon as I was my last slurp. Regret.
I'm going to eat
but
you.
The entire time I was slurping it.
Joy.
Heaven.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain.
Something about shakes that do that to you. They're so good.
I would do the There Will Be Blood milkshake bit, but it would be lost on you. It would just be lost on you. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I drink your milkshake.
All right, what's that from?
There Will Be Blood.
He just said.
Well, I've never heard of it.
It's an infamous scene. Daniel
I agree
Day-Lewis.
With you.
I've never
I
heard
watched
of
the movie,
there
but he
will
told
be blood.
You this is from.
I know, but you. I never even heard of the movie. So how? I don't even. When he says
You've
There Will Be Blood.
Never heard of the movie, There Will Be Blood.
I've heard the phrase. I don't know if it was a TV show. A documentary.
Have you heard of Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes.
Do you know who that person is?
He's a guy that he stays in character.
He's a method actor. He's an actor of note. He starred in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
I guess he's kind of weird, but he's a great actor.
Hey, thanks for the EP. It was good.
I'm giving you, I'm just, you know, the EP's fun. My
segment. Hey, this is entertaining.
Yeah.
You weren't entertained by my DDL impression?
The entertainment, exactly, Cakes. It's not about Hollywood. It's about
I know, but I'd like to know what the Ricky is. All right. Can you just tell me what the Ricky is?
Well, I'm telling you about my chocolate shake.
Oh, okay. Right.
We need to update it. Ricky Anderson, maybe the Shohei.
It sounds a lot
it's
better.
A good reference.
I mean, it's Ricky. We've been using that word slash name forever.
Well,
Ricky.
Let me see here. I'm trying to look through here the Ricky because I was too busy.
We're not going
to
have a clip.
Cupcake.
I mean, Shohei. Shohei. We're never going to hear that.
I can't do the woman from Office has breast cancer. That's a terrible Ricky.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Which woman?
I mean, they're about Jenna Fisher.
Hey, what about the art story? The art story. That's
the
a funny
art
one.
Story. Beer can artwork accidentally thrown in bin by staff member at a Dutch museum. So the artwork, "All the Good Times We Spent Together" by artist Alexander Levette. It looks like two crushed beer cans was thrown away by a mechanic at a Dutch museum.
How much is it worth? Is it worth millions?
I don't know. Let me see.
That's an evergreen bit that Cakes says art makes no sense, which I think all of us agree.
Well, it's two crushed beer cans. I should have my daughter paint my two crushed beer cans.
Every day,
and I'll just put it up as art and charge millions for it.
I can't seem to find... let me see. They just give another example where somebody else threw away a $700,000 piece of art.
Yeah.
Jason would be the most likely to do it because we like cleaning up.
Yeah.
You would definitely throw away
a Van Gogh silly.
Declutter.
You throw away a Banksy original. Oh, I know. You'd be distraught.
One in, one out.
Who needs this masterpiece in the trash?
Oh, I got another Guernica.
I don't even get that reference.
Picasso painting.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Right, when we come back, or at what point? I think we have it at Loxley, right? What time's Loxley?
9:45. Right, so you're scatterbrained.
Yeah. I just don't care about that thing. I just, you know, whatever.
All right.
You can correct
me when
it comes
Wednesday
on.
Game show Wednesday next.
Hold on.
We're
going to
play
about
Junkie
guy that's,
Shootout.
In the boat. It's,
we'll do that.
He's in a little 12-foot boat.
But next up. Next up.
He's got nothing coming.
It's Junkie Shootout. So call in now at 800-636-1067. You answer three random trivia questions in a row. You win a prize. We have tickets to go see Whitney Cummings at Warner Theater. Also, tickets to go see Deftones at Capital One. 800-636-1067. Junkie Shootout next.